He paused for a moment to be sure his footing was solid, that he had his balance, and then, without another look back, he walked away from them, out of the reach of the slimy things with legs, towards his ship. "Now what on earth did that mean?" said Dirk, irritably mimicking the odd triple wave. Richard came thundering down the stairs, threw open the door and plunged into the room, wild-eyed. "Ross has been murdered!" he shouted. "Who the hell's Ross?" shouted Dirk back at him. "What's his name, Ross, for God's sake?" exclaimed Richard. The new editor of Fathom!" "What's Fathom?" shouted Dirk again. "Michael's bloody magazine, Dirk. Remember, Gordon chucked Michael off the magazine and gave it to this Ross guy to run instead. Michael hated him for that. Well, last night, Michael went and bloody murdered him." He paused, panting. "At least," he said, "he was murdered, and Michael was the only one with any reason to." He ran to the door, looking out at the retreating figure disappearing into the gloom, and spun round again. "Is he coming back?" said Richard. Dirk leapt to his feet and stood blinking for a moment. "That's it," he said. "That's why Michael was the perfect subject. That's what I should have been looking for. The thing the ghost made him do in order to establish his hold, the thing he had to be fundamentally willing to do, the thing that would match the ghost's own purpose. Oh, my dear God, he thinks we've supplanted them, and that's what he wants to reverse. He thinks this is their world, not ours. This was where they were going to settle and build their blasted paradise. It matches every step of the way. You see," he said, turning on Reg, "what we have done? I would not be surprised to discover that the accident your poor tormented soul out there is trying to reverse is the very thing which started life on this planet." He turned his eyes suddenly from Reg, who was white and trembling, back to Richard. "When did you hear this?" he said, puzzled.
Just now," said Richard, on the phone, upstairs.
"What?"
"It was Susan. I don't know how. She said she had a message on her answering machine telling her about it. She said the message was from..." "She said it was from Gordon, but I think she was hysterical. Dirk, what the hell is happening? Where are we?"
"We are 4 billion years in the past," said Reg in a shaking voice. "Please don't ask me why it is that the phone works when we're anywhere in the universe other than where it's actually connected. That's a matter you'll have to take up with British Telecom, but..."
"Damn and blast British Telecom!" shouted Dirk, the words coming easily from force of habit.
He ran to the door and peered again at the dim, shadowy figure trudging through the mud towards the Salaxilan ship, completely beyond their reach. "How long," said Dirk quite calmly, "would you guess that it's going to take that fat, self-deluding bastard to reach his ship? Because that is how long we have. Come, let us sit down, let us think. We have 2 minutes in which to decide what we're going to do. After that, I very much suspect that the three of us and everything we have ever known, including the coelacanth and the dodo, dear Professor, will cease ever to have existed." He sat heavily on the sofa, then stood up again and removed Michael's discarded jacket from under him. As he did so, a book fell out of the pocket.